We were discussing yesterday there's a discussion is an issue of Svichin stuff at the beginning. Issue of Svichin Kontra Bekiva is a Daraisa. We pass into the Rabbanon. Kontra the Gra, Kontra one interpretation, there's no issue of Svichin at all Kontra the Chachamim. Fine. We pass into the Rabbanon. We reject both extremes. You know, we don't accept Rabbi Kiva holds as Daraisa, nor do we accept the Rambam and Pirush and Mishnayis, who said, this before he backed out, the Kontra the Chachamim, there's no issue whatsoever, only issue of Meshumer, which does fit in nicely with the Pshat of the Mishnah, the Hemshech of the first half of the Mishnah, but we don't accept Al Halacha, the Rabbanon. What happens in a situation in which there is a beginning of the Tzmicha in Shishis, but it goes into Shvius? So the Rambam says, there's an Issus Svichim. Why is there an Issus Svichim? So we know that, generally speaking, when it comes to Yerek, with respect to Trumas and Maiz, you follow the Lakita, Yerek Basa Lakita. So the Rambam said, and as we saw in the Kesef Mishnah yesterday, based on Svara, no Mokar, the same way as you follow the Kita with respect to the Chiv of Trumas and Maizris, which Maizris, Maizris Sheni, Maizris Ani, right? So too, we should follow the Lakita with respect to the Easter of Svichim and Shvius as well. Notwithstanding the fact, we pointed out, that's the whole Yisod in Perek Dal Halacha Chavtes, the most important of all the Rambams that we saw, spent so much time on, that there can be an Iser of Svichin without Kedusha Shvius. That's all Yisod of the Kesef Mishnah. Teres Akam, there's no din of Kedusha Shvius. Despite that fact, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would have been prohibited, Mishm Svichin. And I told you, one din is derived from Pasuk Vov, one from Pasuk Chof, 14 Pasukim apart, so therefore the two separate dinim, fine. But despite that fact, here the Rambam chose to assume that the issue of Svichin exists in a situation where it sprouted in Shishis and appeared and was harvested in Shvius, presumably because it's an Indian of Kedushin Shvius, even though the two are somewhat separable. Indeed, the Rosh, and most Rishonim hold differently. They say the opposite of the construct of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an Issus Svichim Doraisa without Kedushin Shvius and Mishal Nachrim. Here they say, if it started growing on Shishis and was harvested in Shvius, it's exactly the reverse. There is Kedushin Shvius because Gobas of the Kita, that's Mefurish, but there's no Issus Svichim for a very good logical reason. Why did Chazal introduce Issus Svichim? Mishum Ovri Aveira. What are they going to do? They're going to be planting in the seventh year, and they'll say, well, it happened by itself. We didn't do anything. And how are we going to prove them wrong? After you have a... now you can do it. You have a Google, a satellite. You can figure out who's doing what everywhere in the world right now. But in those days, you couldn't be on top of them. So in the middle of the night, they're going to start planting over Aveira. So they said, everything's awesome. Whatever grows is awesome, period. But, says the Rash logically, what if we see vegetation before Rosh Hashanah of Shvius? You can't say they planted it in Shvius, it was there before. So therefore, says the Rash, notwithstanding the fact that there is an Easter of a din of Kedusha Shvius on those Yerokos that grow, there's no Easter of Svichim. So this machlokas between the Rambam and the Rash and the Rosh, we mentioned yesterday there are a couple of in-between positions. One is that it shouldn't depend on the Lakita as such, Shitas HaRambam, nor should it depend on the beginning of the growth according to the Rash and the Rosh Kipshutam, but rather the majority rules. If the majority was in the sixth year, it's permissible. The majority in the seventh year, it's prohibited. That's how the Tosfos seems to read the very beginning of Masechta Kiddushin, the famous Tosfos by Esther Shavli. At the end, we had the lashon twice, Rov Gidula. It's a bit of a question, the Rov Gidula refers to Yisur Svichim and refers to Kiddush Shvius. Not going to go there again. Fine. Fine, Rove. And there are a number of other possibilities. It could be that you have to have the entire Smicha in Shishis, then it's going to be Mutter, even though the Lakita proper took place on Shriyas. We had four Shitas already yesterday. Fine. So we saw the Rav Sternbuch, Shalita is unhappy with the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is Mekel. You rely on the most lenient view. Not only is it Mekel, we said, we read yesterday from the Uvda Shahoya, Chazon Ish came to a field and he saw it wasn't growing. So he said, check another group, another more. Oh, in one place, he saw it was a little sprouting above the ground. Shine is Mutter. And Rav Sternbuch is not happy. Why should we be so Mekel? The Rambam asks. He read the Pshat Ramban HaChumash, which we think is incorrect. He also seemed to say that this other Chum has to grow entirely in Shishis. And he had the sheet of the Rove. So he wanted to be more strict, but we don't accept his Chumash. We follow the Chazon Ish. Shlomo Zalman, who's not known to be a big Machmir, he wanted to also be a Machmir over here and say, look, when it comes to Tvuah, it's a Mefurash or Yerushalmi, depends on what we call Avos Shlish. Fine. What's Havoah Shlish? We know with respect to Trumas and Maestras, that's the determinant. Havoah Shlish is a Maestra. Sheni, Maserani, Ilan Ifal Chanata, Yerek Lakita, and Tvuah, Havoah Shlish, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. It stands to reason that if Havoah Shlish is a determinant with respect to Tvuah for sure, it's enough for the Yerushalmi, then correspondingly, the determinant with respect to Yerukah should be Onas and Maestras. Whatever that is. And he learned Pshat in the Yerushalmi that way. We saw yesterday that the Yerushalmi says it was God al Kibetzin. So it was a Kibetza, which was a significant shiur. We saw that Rav Kalman Kahana, who responded to him, as printed in the back of the Madani Eretz, said no. Beitzim is not from Lashon Beitzim, a shiur, but it's Lashon Butz, but Bits Beitz. It means just to grow. Even the smallest sprout, you remember, and don't forget. Rav Kalman Kahana was the Chazon Ish's right man, right hand man. He was the one. He went with him on all the trips. He brought him into all the Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim. And he was not going to let anybody, even with the great respect he had for Shlomo Zalman, but she was called Torah. It was his yeshiva, with the Yotei Ashkenaz. But still, Chazon Ish. See, no, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote back. Logically, Shlomo Zalman is right. If Tavua is Shlish, so it should be something along those lines when it comes to Yerukas as well. So what did he answer? Shari has Beirim lo ninalu. And he quoted a sefer which no one has been able to find for me yet. Hilchos Shviyos, I'm not sure if we even wrote it. No one found it for me over the last 24 hours. Okay, we'll still try again. He implies that in that sefer there's some kind of a hesber, which he didn't bother recording. Maybe it wasn't that great. I don't know. So therefore you cannot... Fine. So that was yesterday's shiur. Good. Then we started talking at the very end of the shiur, but Oriz V'dochen. Oriz V'dochen is an unusual situation. It's different. Take a look in Perek Beis again, Mishnah Zayin. So we're going to start today. New stuff. We just started a little bit yesterday. Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Now, Oriz V'dochen is an interesting combination. It's halfway between Tevuah and Yerukas. It's halfway. It's neither here nor there, right? Tevuah, we know, the official Chamishas Mini Dogen do not include Oriz V'dochen. On the other hand, it's not exactly Yerukas either. Yerukas, you call them greens, right? That's lettuce, and that's Yerukas. The rice and millet, in between. So what's halacha? Let's take a look at Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, and see what it says. Here we go. Ha'oraz v'adochen, v'apragin v'ashumshimen, sh'shrishu l'fnei Rosh Hashanah, mis'asun l'sha'ovah, v'matarim b'shviyas. It's a fourth criterion. Not Chanata, not Lakita, not Shlish, Hashrosh. So we saw yesterday that Rosh called the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah. I asked you all, have a Gemara Rosh Hashanah with you today, but let's first see it again in the Rosh. It's also in the Rosh. See in the Rosh. It says in Rosh Hashanah, Eimer Rabbanan Ilan Basa Chanata, Yerk Basa Lakita, Tfuz Eisen Basa Havad Shlish, Hani Kemant Shemini Rabbanan. So the more answers, Amarava, Mitoch Shasuyin Prochin Prochin, Ozer Basa Vashrosh, Pirish, Hayom Lokden Maat, Umar Frichi, Vechen Lamocha, Vechen Bechoyom, Vein Elkot and Kiyachas, Vein Vein Shlish Bevasachas, nimtzach chodesh v'yashin muvav and yachad. Imolch menach halakito achav v'ashlish. Hilchach? Otz rabbanu basa ashrasha. Uveshonachas mashrashas kol asadeh. Fine. So I asked the question, what's like reform? The reform, it says, for religion of convenience. It's not, you can't follow the real criteria are not going to work. It's going to be too tedious to separate what was this year, what was next year then. So we'll just pick a different criteria and call it Ashrasha. How can that be? Says the Rosh. Hilkach. Also Rabbanan behu basar Ashrasha. Uba shonach is mashrasha is called Asada. So it's convenient. How can they do it? Oh, gives a secret. Uma isa peyre silim bidra kiddis tira yarek bidra Rabbanan. V'kavuz man nechalech lefirola. Hey mamru. I shviyas. Uba shviyas bizman hazeh ayri v'rebi hi. Opening day shir. Right? No ex bidra Rabbanan. Shoyin. But he does quote a Torah's Kohanim, Asvchu Akra, Minayin Oros. That's only an Asmachta, not for real. That's the Rosh. The Rosh quotes this, the Rosh preceded the Rosh. The Rosh quotes this Svara, because it's the Rabbanan. And he said it first, however, he's not happy with that. He doesn't like that Teretz. He thinks it's a Dochak to assume that the reason why they follow this leniency is because Shvius Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanan. He doesn't like it. So therefore, he's in effect stuck to say that this Torah's Kohanim is not an Asmachta, it's a real din. Okay, a real din is a real din. For Xeris HaKosov, somehow for some reason, or is Vedoch, it doesn't fit into any other category, so you follow Hashrosh. All right, fine, good. Now, remember, we're discussing here significant matters. When the Rosh said we're discussing Doraisis, he wasn't discussing Svichin, because Svichin is the Rabbanan, as we well know. He was discussing Kedusha Shvius. Huh? Kedusha Shvius. That's how the Rosh began. Umutorim b'Shvius, the Ein b'hem Kedusha Shvius. Kemen sh'shvisha konim Rosh Hashanah. This is the biggest cool of them all. His shvisha is enough. If they're just, they're roots. Doesn't even have to come up above the ground, b'pshuto. Less than the bitzputz of Rav Kalman, Kana, Shrebet, Chazanish. Not less than even that. Nothing happened yet. Okay. The Chazanish, however, for some reason, says that there's no issue of Svichin, but there is Kedusha Shvius. That's how I read it, which I don't understand. It seems to me it's the low command. So I'll give you an assignment to look it up, have a chance. Chazanish is in Simon Tes, Sifkot, and Yudzai. This I don't understand. If you look it up, you find out, you'll give me pshat. Fine. This is what the issue of Or is Vedochen, as we see in Perek Bey's Mishnah Zion. Oh. So now, the in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, I hope you all have it. Let's look a little bit there. Not so much, just a little bit. Take a look. If you have Gemara Rosh Hashanah, end of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. That's the Gemara which the Rosh quoted. But I want you to see it inside in the original text. The Gemara, the last line Mamish says, because the Gemara suggested earlier, as we saw, the Rosh quoted it. Let's read it again, just to see inside. It's always good to see. They quote our Mishnah in Shvius. Amar Abanan, that's the Rosh quoted. Ilan Basachanata, Tzvuv Zesan Basachlish. Those are the Otsu. It should be there. Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel Beis. Yerek Basal Lakita, Hanik Mashavini Rabbanon, Prochin Prochin, Hashrasha. Okay. What is the end? No, the last line. Hoda Mashmuel, Hakol Holech Achagmar Pri. Says Rashi, Afakitni is Lahochim and Achar Hashrasha. Vichyam Shmuel, Achar Shemesh, Zuri, Lamitame Kamar. Etc. Fine. So this is what the Gemara seems to back out what it said until now. The Ritva claims it's only going on Pula Mitzri, which the Gemara mentions in the middle. That's the Ritva's unique Shita. So didn't. But oh, that's not the Pashup Shah. Take a look at the Tosis on Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph. Yudalad Amad Aleph. What Tosis assumes that Orez Vidochen is also being referred to over here. Seems to be going against whatever we saw until now. A new vort, holch and achar gemar pri. Frek toisis, bottom toisis enough, you'd give a little bit vase. Achar gemar pri. Ein ze achar lakita. The Zimin the Nimrak the Fnei Rosh Hashanah, Nogarach Rosh Hashanah. The Choyerek Nami Hochen Boach HaGemar Pri. Whoa. Tov seems to be saying over here that whenever it says Basel Lakita, don't take it literally. This is no get to call a Torah Kuh, all of Zerayim. What Torah says that Lakita should not be taken literally, it means Gemar Pri. Because after that, it's finished. You're too lazy to pick it off the ground. It's a garnished. There's a Chiddush Nifla in Tarsus. Whenever it says Lakita, don't take it literally. Other Rishonim don't agree with you. Okay, so he says. And the Nakat Kachaduch, the Basel Lakita, Mishim the Lakita, Techel Gemar Pri. Avalhani, Ein Lakitasun, the Gemar Pri. Why? Shemamtin Lahen Hashay Yisyapshu. That's why they use the word Gemar Pri over here. V'en Lakitasun Kiyecha, the Misyapshin, Prochin, Prochin. Aval Gemar Pri, in fact, is Kiyachas. Shmuel the Yomer Kaman. Shmuel is like nobody. That's Tosfos Kasha. Shmuel goes like nobody. How do we pass on the halacha, Rabosai? Let's take a look in the Rambam. See how the Rambam passes on the halacha lemaisa in this thorny issue. Hilcha Shmita Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Aleph. Perek Dal Halacha Yud Aleph. Always vadochim vapragim vashumashim with pulamitzri shazara lazera hochem ben acha gemara pri. He follows gemara pri. He follows Shmuel. He follows Shmuel. Oh, that seems to be the maskanas hagemara. Okay. Umashma l'rabenu says the Kesed Mishnah. Toha diyama Shmuel hakolach gemara pri. Gam le'inyan shvius. It's not only discussing Meiser, it's discussing shvius as well. That's why he paskins la'halacha. The Mari Kukas is exactly the same thing. Upolig amasnisin perigbeis the shvius the tolim ashrusha. What's going on? Shmuel's arguing with an off in the Mishnah, so we start the shiur with the Mishnah. Mishnah's hashrusha, and Shmuel quicks in the Mishnah. Hey, that's someone to say Shmuel tana upolig. I saw it, one of the Shmuel, you know, Rav Tana Polik. Shmuel was Rav's Chavrusa, one of the contemporary. Also, Tana Polik, that's a question. It's Chloe Aposkim. We don't find that Beferish and Shas, to the best of my recollection. We have an Odom Gadol here, maybe you can say differently. But I don't remember Shmuel Tana Polik. You guys are bigger Gadolim. Just go on your Bar Ilan. Put in Shmuel Tana Polik and see if it comes out. I don't remember such a thing. But, that's what some say. A difficult idea. We shall see. It is interesting. The Radvaz talks about this as well, and says as follows. See, again, it talks about the idea of Hashrasha. And how we should actually paskin la halacha, Oma Shmuel, right? So therefore, Yofa pasuk Rabbeinu, Achak Magrik Shmuel, for Shvius as well. Now, how can that be exactly? With what we asked the question, it's against the Mishnah. So some wanted to say, the Radvaz, that with respect to Meiser de Rabbanon, we make it for convenience sake, as we saw in the Rosh. It'll depend upon Ashrush. But not going to say it as far as Shvius Darais. No, that bothered the Rosh. The what the Rosh answer? Shvius is not said the Rabbanon, because no Yovel, it's a Rebbe. Nah, we don't want to change the laws as soon as it came to Rabbanon. We stick with it. It should depend upon the Darais, so hence Gemara Pri. Ashrush is only makes it more convenient, and we're only going to rely upon that with respect to Meiser, which is, aside from Dagan and Tirish Vietzar, the Rabbanon. Fine. Fine. Interestingly, if you look in the Pasach Shulchan, it says the exactly reverse. The Torah's Konim is a Drasha Gemura. And it depends upon Hashrasha. And Shmuel said it depends upon Gemara Pri. That's only the Din der Rabbanan of Svichim. He said they're going from place to opposite extremes. If you hold that the Torah's Konim is a Sinas Machta, you say, that you lied upon it for Mais der Rabbanan, not for Shvius. And if, because remember, the Gemara is talking about Kedusha Shvius as well. Pashup Shad in the Mishnah, as the Rash said. And the others say the other way around. We say that for Meiser, it's a Beferish of Torah's Kohana. We're going to change the rules, go away from every other vegetation, and depend upon Ashrosh. We don't want to do that all the time. So when it comes to Svicha Dirabana, we'll go with Gemara Pri, which is a more normal criterion. So you see the Gedolei Olam going from one extreme to the other. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Take a look here in the Ravid in Maisa Sheni, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. I ask you to see, there are three Ravids. I ask you to see the middle one. He has a very fascinating position. The Ravid writes, Who shalach imena afim erash Hashana? Hai Wishami is Meshubush. He says as follows. He says, it depends on Avol Shlish. Shere Pasuk Shmuel, Roshani Gimel Beis, Acha Gemar Pri. Vahashlish Hu Gemar Pri. Kishazro Lazera. How do you like that? Want to identify the word Gemar Pri in the Gemara with Shlish. That's a Chiddush Gadol Me'od. That's what he says. But you know, the Radvaz says something along those lines, Rabbi Osai. If you look in the Radvaz here in Perek Aleph, in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Halacha Ches, we can find it. It's a lengthy piece, not going to be the entire thing. But in the middle of this whole discussion, he has an interesting idea with respect to the question of Shmuel. Why did Shmuel say what he said? That's against enough in the Mishnah. He says, no, Shmuel knew that there was a Tana who held his way. All right? If he knew, he knew. So, we have no source anywhere, aside from the Radvaz that I know about, that Shmuel knew that there was a Tana that held his way, so he shouldn't be going against enough in the Mishnah with no Tana to back him up. As the Radvaz seems to say over here, a big Chiddush, okay? Shmuel knew there was a Tana who held like him. Okay, so if there's a Tana who held like him, then who would argue? But again, there's no source in Shas for this, so it is a bit of a problem. I'm just letting you know what the Radvaz said. Fine. Now, something very interesting, Rabbi Osai, an expression of the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's read it again. Or as a dochen, etc., etc. Mutar b'shvis. Watch this. V'im nigmu achar Rosh Hashanah, af al pi sheshvishu kodem Rosh Hashanah, hare elu asurim mishum svichim. Why are we focused here on Svichim? We should be focused on a much more important than Din Daraisa, Kedusha Shvius. We just read the Rosh. Didn't we just read the Rosh? The Rosh at Ashrosha is relevant, at least according to the Tana of the Mishnah, with respect to much bigger stakes, higher stakes. Kedusha Shvius Daraisa, not just Svichim. So when the Rambam Paskins, Rabbi Osai, not like our Mishnah, but like Shmuel, and it says it depends upon Gemar Pri, why is he saying what he's saying with respect to Svichim? He should have said what he said with respect to Kedusha Shvius, a much higher Madrega. That is an interesting diak in the Rambam. Who made this diak? Mein Elta Zeda, the Pnei Yeshua. Now the Pnei Yeshua, I looked it up, we have it. It's in Rosh Hashanah, but I'm going to read it to you from a source who disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua. Who is that? Can't find it. Oh, yeah. I had it. You do have it. It was some. Thank you very much. The Sfasemis quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Again, those who want to look the Pnei Yeshua inside, we have that in our Otzer Asaram as well, but I'm just going to save time. It's on Yef Yud Gimel Amid Beis, it's Tzvas Emes. all based on that Rambam. Here we go. The Sefer Pnei Yeshua, Mechalek, Toysi Asakasha, Shvius is the Raisa, Yishval Lakita, has a Pnei Yeshua, to all inclusion that pay with Shvius, Ika, Bahanach, Nukla, Rosh Hashanah. In a Chanami. Umetorin, Bishvius, Tikotani, Haino de Ein, Yisra Svichi Behem. Exactly what we would not have thought. When it comes to Doraisis, or Ikra and Doraisis, you can't play around. He rejects both. He rejects the Rush who said that they were makers of Shvius and the Rabbanon, because we usually don't change. He rejects the Rash who holds the Torah's Kol and the Rosh of Gemura. He says, no, for the Raisis, in fact, depends upon the Lakita. Umutorim b'Shvius is a Svichim. Svichim, he said the Rabbanon, we can be maker on Svichim. Shenistayeh amidivi haramba. Once his Pnei Yeshua is right from the Rambam, I'll say it again. The Rambam, in discussing why in fact we don't accept the Mishnah and we do accept Shmuel, formulates it in the context of Svichim. He says, even though Shvius should call him Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, according to the Mishnah, there's no problem, Pshuto. Nonetheless, it's an Issa Mishum Svichim. So you see it, there's a distinction implicit in the Rambam that he's talking about Svichim only, between Svichim on the one hand and Kedusha Shvius on the other hand. We didn't see that in the Rosh and the Rash. He seemed to equate both of them. He's a Medayik from the Rambam, so close to Svasemis in the name of the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Svasemis, no. Amy Zariah Klal, the Vadai, listen carefully. Limaskona the Hochin Achagmar Pri, Nokat Rambam HaEmes. The Gam Isa Svichin Isbehu. Now is the Kedusha Shvius, even Isa Svichin applies. Which, of course, as we said earlier, is against Rov Rishonim. Av Bepirish HaMishnah Mutarin B'Shvius Vadai Mashmid Olegame Mutarin. Against the Pnei Yeshua. Mutar is Mutar completely. V'ken Kosev Aramba Matzosham B'Pirish HaMishnayis. As the Rosh and the Rosh all said. So the Pnei Yeshua tried to make this distinction based on the Diyuk and Lashon HaRamba. And the Sfas Emes, in fact, rejects it. It's interesting, this halacha lemaisa, we're saying, no, always follows the Gemara Pri, as the Rama Pasnak Shvul, both with respect to Kedusha Shvius, and with respect to Svichim as well. It's interesting that the Chazon Ish, that I mentioned to you earlier, seems to say, we're going to follow Rabosai, the Mishnah, if you rely upon Hashrasha, but at the same time, there is Kedusha Shvius. So this is a distinction along the lines of the Pnei Yeshua who separates between the two of them. I don't know. But the Chazon Ish, if you look inside, sounds like he equates always v'dochen with Yerokas, for which you require a smicha, a bitzputz, as we called it, as opposed to Oroz v'dochen, as we have it, it's enough to have a shrush and mamash even in the ground. So it's a bit of a problem, which you have to look carefully at that Chazon Ish. Okay, not for now. Now, Rabosai, let's talk about the following situation. The Rash in Perek Tes, Halocha Aleph. Let's take a look. The Rash in Perek Tes, Halocha Aleph, Kotzi Yerushalmi. It talks about Tvua. Take a look, please. Perek Tes, Halocha Aleph. Kotzi Yerushalmi. Mishnah Aleph. Thank you. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. A whole long discussion. We're not going to go into the whole discussion right now. It talks about grain. And this is the Yerushalmi that Dr. Shlomo Zalman quoted earlier. The Yerushalmi says that with respect to Tevua, the critical factor, both with respect to Kedusha Shvius and Trumas and Maisvis and Svich and everything, according to Bekiva, it all depends upon Shlish. Okay? That's a determining factor. Okay? That sounds like a lot, makes a lot of sense that it should be that way. But the Yerushalmi, as it's quoted over here in the Rash, is not so poshut that that's the correct girsa. There are different girsos as to how exactly we handle the case of Tvur. Again, we spoke about until now other things, or as Vedochen, we spoke about Yerukas, right? A little bit about Paris, not with respect to Svichin, because there's no Yisra Svichin when it comes to Paris. Let's take a look again. The Rash is towards the end of Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. He writes as follows. Says, he calls Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis Amid Beis. Let's start from there. See it? Yud Beis Amid Beis? It's a parenthesis. Yud Beis Amid Beis. Okay? Let's even stop before that. Which says, watch this. Before that, okay? Let's read it together. Because it hasn't yet reached Shlish on Shishis. Had it reached Shish with no problem. So we have to avoid Shlish. Is when? Is in Shvius. Is an Isa Svichim. But then it says, V'lo chala alein kedusha Shvius, shekvahoyu asovim. This doesn't make sense to us. Why shouldn't there be kedusha Shvius? Why? How do you explain it? It makes no sense whatsoever. What are you doing with this? So as a matter of fact, the Rash can't believe it. The Rebbe says as follows: V'lo chala de ka'omar, klom b'chala v'lo chala de ka'omar, haynu, im likton asovim. Oh, you have to parse the statement in half. Let's read it again, the Rishami, one more time, according to the way the Rash understood it. Again, what did it say? Heviya poros mishlish lefnei shvius, v'nichlasa l'shvius. Asura Mishim Svichim, what? What happened? It came into Shvius, and it reached the Shlish in Shvius, so the Nisus Svichim. What happens if you cut it off before it ever got to Shlish? Premature cutoff. In that case only, Lochal Alein Kedusha Shvius. That's no way to read a Yerushalmi, but there's no other way which makes logical sense. Therefore, the Rash read it in a very strange way. Strange way. So you have it off in the din. Now you know the din. If it never reaches Shvius, then you follow the Ashrasha. The Gra disagrees with that. The Gra is a different Girsa. The Gra's Girsa was in the Rishalmi. You can look it up in the various Sfarim they have from the Gra. He took out one word. Just one slight word. Let's see again. Via Poros Mishlish of Neshvius. Nichlas l'shvius, asura mishum svichim, v'chala al anglish l'shvius. Ah, he took out the low. With a pen, you do a lot of wonderful things. Took out the low. Now it makes perfect sense. V'chala love kedush l'shvius. So the Chazon Ish says, well, if that's the case, we don't know what the din is if you cut it off early. We're not sure. The Chazon Ish was matir it. He was matir to plant just before Rosh Hashanah. And to cut it off without Havaz Shlish in order to avoid Kedusha Shvius. Actually, passing like this Rash, Halacha Lemaisa. He took the plates, you know, he said this is a Rash, an unusual Pshat against the Gra. I mean, the Gra, you know, had it's a difficult Pshat in the words of the Rishalmi, and then the Gra, which was Magia, so he was relying on the Rash, Halacha Lemaisa. Wow. The question, of course, is why? What he says, why? Look. There's no gzeira on Tevin. Take a look on the Rambam, Rabosai. Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. We spoke with this before, if you recall. Perek Dalet Halacha Shmita V'Yovel Halacha Dalet. There's no gzeira on Tevin. Why not? The logic makes logical sense. He says, V'chein ha-teva shel shvi'as mutar b'chol makom lo gozer olav. Mefurash Rambam end of halacha dalet, and it's based on Yerushalmi perek tes and shvi'as halacha hey. And what's the reason behind it? What's the reason behind it? Because people are not going to be zorea chitim in their fields just for tevin. You zorea chitim for chitim. Tevin is a byproduct. So if you zorea, so if tevin comes out, it's just a byproduct. We're not afraid of over avera. We're going to do an avera in order to have the yield of tevin. Makes no sense to plant wheat in order to just, all you're having is the chaff. It's the straw. No one's going to do such a thing. They never made an Yisra Svichim in such a case. Okay? Fine. So therefore, what are you saying? That you might have thought, as we discussed a while ago, maybe if a guy is a Zoreya Chitin, so the Tevin is Mutter, because it's not going to be Zoreya Tevin. But if he's a Zoreya Tevin, the guy is a Zoreya Tevin. Kamash Malan, we're not Gozer in this case as well. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, it's against an offer in the Gemara and Tainus with a Rashi there, that there exists an Isser of Svichim with respect to Tevin. An offer in the Gemara. I'm a Furusha Gemara. So the answer is, Rashi says Isser Shvius. It doesn't mean Svichim. It means Kedusha Shvius, and not an Isser Svichim. It has to be that way. It can't be, this is, I'm reading it from the Sefer Mishpatei Eretz, talks about this. It can't be Svichin. How can it possibly be Svichin? Rashi denies Svichin. I mentioned this to you yesterday. Rashi says no Issa Svichin at all. I mentioned the Gemara says no Issa Svichin. Rashi seems to say the same. No, the wrong Sefer. Do I want to quote? One of the svarim. He says, it can't be because of the Rashi denies Issa Svichim completely. He says he denies Issa Svichim completely until after the beer, so therefore this whole situation can't possibly be pshat. Can't be pshat. So to this, the svarim say, Rashi in Tainus is not really Rashi. So the Maratz Chayes and the Beis, and at the end, it's not really Rashi. So the Hechrach is gone. You can't prove this point, the fact that Rashi elsewhere says there's no din of Shriya of Svichim before the beer, because Rashi and Tainus is not really coming from Rashi. It's one of the different Mefarshim. Okay, so that's what the Sfarim say. That Hechreach we don't have. Okay, that we don't have. Good. Let's go a little bit further. That Rashi is in Pesach and Donal from Beis. That Rashi is a legitimate Rashi. That really is Rashi. So the Kalkelas HaShvius said that Hechrich. Mishnas Yosef quotes it. And, the Sefer I'm looking for. Should I left it on my... Maybe the Perush Shvius Sefer? That's what I'm looking for. But the big fat... Right there. That's it. I didn't have this beautiful Sefer, Rabbi Tzvi Kohn from Bnei Brak. He's the one who has this Nakuda. Let's get the right page now. I'm going to show you over here. He says the Kalkelas HaShabbos has this Hechreach, but if you look in the Maratz Chayes and Tainus and Av Beis, he says no, Rashi there is not Rashi. The Lashon of the Gemara and Tainus Ad Mosai Nenev is Sofim B'Tevim V'Kashel Shvius to Revi'a Shnia. As Rashi Svichim Shegodle B'Shvius. The Yeshbem Issa Shvius. So the simple pshat is, it means Issa Svichin. That's a Pasha pshat. Okay? Pasha pshat. However, there were those who say no, Kalkelas HaShvius, quoted by the Mishnah Yosef, which we do have here, Shut, Chelek Aleph Simon Yod Aleph, page Chav Beis, he tells you, Issa Shvius, Rashi meant Kedusha Shvius. Has to be that way. Rashi Pesach and Aleph Beis says, Issa Svichin is only after the beer. He says over here that that's not necessarily true. Right? Maratz Chayes says that Rashi there is not Rashi. So the Hechrach is not there. Atkan, page I and Tess, in the Sefer, Peiros Shvius. As a matter of fact, we have to discuss this question right now, a very serious question. Is the Issa Svichin limited to cases where of edible products?
Or does it go beyond edible products? Interesting question. So, this is discussed by the Poskim. The Rambam says, Tevin has no way to speak. Tevin. Now, Tevin is not edible. But if anything which is not edible is no way to speak, why limit it to Tevin? This is a diuk, which is made by many of the Gedolim, in the Sefer Shmita, Rav Tukachinsky, was from Rav Chaim Berlin, makes this diuk, that even things which are not edible do have Kedush and Shvi'is. Do have Kedush and Shvi'is. Okay? They do. And he has an interesting diuk in the Rambam. Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey, Rav Chaim Berlin's diuk. Take a look. Dalet Hey. Svichin shel Shvi'is, she yotzul motzoi Shvi'is, asurin v'achila, v'ein toshin also biyad, elechoresh kedarko, u'behema roa kedarko. So we're talking here presumably about Michael Behema, right? And we're saying, if it's Motsoi Shvi'is, then it's okay. You can put the animal to there, but the Shvi'is itself would be prohibited. So it would appear. Is this Raya completely a Gevaldik Raya? Not necessarily. I'm reading it from the Sefer Peiros Shvi'is. He quotes this Rudiak from Reb Chaim Berlin. And he says, well, it's not necessarily a good proof. Why? Because maybe we're talking here about Michael Adam. I know. We all know Behemoth eat Michael Adam too. We know it all too well. Behemoth eat Michael Adam. We don't want us to talk about it. But we all know it. So there was no raya that's talking about here about Michael Behemoth. And the Rambam is telling you, Kamash Malam, there's no Kaddish Shvi'is. Why? Yotzim Matzoi Shvi'is. And the Yisus Svichin is only Xerah Shem Yisus B'Shvi'is, Tiran Shminis. So the behema can eat by itself. We're not gonna stop the behema from eating there. Fine. It's interesting that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if you pass me the Derech Amunah, which I think is somewhere there, discusses this problem issue as well. He quotes Kedaka Bakodesh as Bekiyas all over the place. So he says on this Rambam, he quotes from the Sefer Yerayim. Sefer, who knows the Sefer Yerayim? He knows everything. And Mitzvah Kuf Nun Ches says, all Machal Behema is treated exactly the same as Tevin. We were Medak. It's only Tevin. It's because he only mentioned Tevin. And Tevin is Lav Dafka. Tevin is Lav Dafka. It's everything. Tevin is a prototype, right? Of all foods which are not Roy L'Machal Adam. All right? This is... if the Ram said it, he said it. Who are we to argue? Okay. This is the quotes from the Sefer Yerayim. Chazanish said no. No. Why? Because that Yerushalayim that I asked you to see at the end of Masechta Maaseros talks here about Pishton, flax, linen. He says, Svichin, yes or no? There's no Kedusha Shvi'is over there. When we spoke about that a while ago, Shlomo Zalman was trying to prove that could be an Issa Svichin with no Kedusha Shvi'is. He proved it from the Gemara Yishamis Havamina by Pishta. That about that same discussion with the Kesef Mishnah with the Perish Shalnochim. If you remember, we spoke about it last week. So you see, Klar, that Machal Behema, there is an Issa of Svichin. Just from the fact that they're pilpling about it with respect to Pishtan for some technical reason. Tevin is different for the reason we spoke about before. No one's going to plant wheat just for the sake of the Tevin. However, Rabbi Osai, the Rashas, Rash Sur Leo, says differently in the Mishnah, in Maestros, he says, no, there it's going on everything. Not only Tevin. On everything. Nope. So what do you do with your thing? So he asked the Shver, Rabbi Yashiv. It's a good person to ask. And he asked the Shver, and the Shver said, look, it was such a logical person, Rabbi Yashiv. If it's normal to plant this vegetation for the sake of a behema, it's also the Shema Yisra. If not, it's mutter. It's mutter. In other words, with respect to a machal adam, we're going to say lo plug. We're going to ask everything. But with respect to Malcha Behema, we'll go with the logic. This is Rabbi Yoshe Psak. Oh. Now, the question becomes, with respect again to Tevin, this is again found in the Sefer Perish Shvius. It says like this. He quotes a Tosfos in Tainus, Davava Bebeis, Yesh Isu Svichin B'Tevin V'Kash. How can it be? Says the Gemara. No. The Mishnah said no. It's the Mishnah, it's Asur Bana, it's according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Chachamim agree that Isu B'Drabbanim. So Tevin V'Kash are Asur B'Drabbanim. That's what he suggests over here, Shitas HaTosfos, quoting page Pei Beis in this Sefer. Quote Rabbi Kiva, it's Mutta, quote Chachamim, it's Asur B'Drabbanim. Ironically, Rabbi Kiva is a big Machmir, holds a Sisi D'Oraisa. On the level of D'Oraisa, when Mekala comes to Tevin, it makes no sense to ask it to him. But on the level of D'Rabbanim, Grada, we happen to be Machmir. That's what he says, Pshat in the Tosfos. I wasn't sure that Pshat in the Tosfos is correct. You can look it up yourself and tell me what you think. If you look at the Rambam, Rabosai, in Perek Hey Halacha Yutes, let's take a look quickly. Rambam, Perek Hey Halacha Yutes, discussing this type of vegetation. He says as follows: Ain't Sarf and Tevin Vakash Shal Shvius Neishu Roar Lamachal Behema. That's the Mishnah Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin that we saw, right? Ain't sarfin, right? Why not? Must be kedusha shvius. Lochla below the hefsid. You can't just burn it. So there is kedusha shvius. As the Radvazi explains, there is kedusha shvius because tevin is machal behema as such. But the Radvaz himself, who agrees he has kedusha shvius, he himself says in Perek Dalid Halacha Vav, also talking about some of these ideas, that psoles of machal adam. There's no Kedusha Shvius. How you like that? So if it's Machal Behema, it's made for a Behema, this is the Shame Yichud of a Behema, so then, okay, that's Kedusha Shvius. But if this vegetation is for human consumption, you have the leftovers, it's only given to it to the Behema, then it does not have Kedusha Shvius. Wow. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Chazon Ish backed out from Simon Tes to Simon Yud. This back out is not the first time he's back out a few things in Chazon Ish. It's quoted over here on page Pei Vav, in the Sefer Perish Shvius. What are we discussing over here? Is there an Issa Svichin when there's no Kedush Shvius? What's the example? Zir'o Negina. He starts on top by saying, Ein Issa Svichin ele Begidulim Sheshem Kedush Shvius. Now, why are you so happy with this, right? Because what are you going to do with that Kesef Mishnah? Okay. V'yesh ha-sover, she's a svichin kayem, gabadaba she'ein bo kedusha shvius. So it's a, Rabbi say, two days, he quotes, and then on the bottom he tells that the Chazon Ish backed out. He backed out. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi say, that the Chaim, when he talks about this, take a look. Chaim says over here in Perek Dal in Shmita V'Yovel in the Derech Amuna, he says the Kevan Shein. What the Rambam said? Rambam said Halacha Gimel, and Ochel Peres Shviyas Ale Peres Hilanos V'Asovim. Why Asovim? It's not Hilanos. Shein Zoran Osem Ro V'Olda. That's the Mishnah Pigim Rivrin, all those. The Mishnah that we saw in Perek Tes. These situations are situations in which the average person is not going to plant for this vegetation. And there was no need for Chachamim to make a Gzeira in that kind of a case. Right? That makes a lot of sense. The Rambam said so. That's what we seem to paskin. La Halacha. Okay. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, those are the vegetations there. Says Reb Chaim, the cave and shen rov bale aginos metaplim is viyosa, ala miyuton, lo gozru. Okay. They never made a gzeira in this kind of situation. They never made a gzeira. Okay, makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. Oh. However, Rabosai, when the Rambam writes, Kol asvichim asurin ba'achila, he says, V'dava she'ein bo'kadush ha'shvi'is, ein ba'mishim svichim, pishtan v'kurkimin. That's how Yerushalmi at the end of Maisa, we'll get to the kurkimin a little bit later on. Very, very important. Very important. What kurkimin is a matter of dispute. We'll see soon. Very important. V'chein zirone gina, she'ein ha'chalam lo lo behema, ein lo lo lizriya, ein ba'mishim svichim, mutla zonach ha'shvi'is, no problem. Chav ches, Chazanish, Chen Kosev in a Nigeris, in a Ledek Savyad, V'chazabo, what he said in Simetes, okay? And look what I said in Bir Halacha Lekamon, Perek Ches, Halacha Yudalit, that's what he's saying. And he's making reference to the Chazanish, what he wrote in a totally different place. What's that? Simen Chaf. There he's talking about Peres Shvi'a Shel Goy. Remember the Chaznish said, if the Pasa Shulch would have seen the Tshuvas HaRambam, he would have said, Itanya Tanya. Remember that? Because the Chaznish is assuming that it's impossible to have Svichin with Akdush Shvi'is. And therefore, since there could have been Svichin with Peres Nachim, according to Rabbi Kiva, must be Akdush Shvi'is. I told you I had a tremendous kash. I don't understand how the Chazanish can see that the Pasach Shulchan is upgefragt, because he would have seen the Tshuva Sarambam, he would have said, I'm wrong. But the Kesef Mishnah, as we read it, said exactly the same as the Tshuva Sarambam. And the Pasach Shulchan was basing himself on the Kesef Mishnah. That's my kash, which no one came to me and answer yet to me yet. I'm still waiting for the end of the summer to answer me that kash against the Chazanish. I don't know what he means, Itanya Tanya, as if the Rambam is a new discovery. It is a new discovery, but exactly what the Rambam said, the Kesef Mishnah already said. So, but anyway, that's what's going on over here. It's fascinating, Rabbi Osai. You would think, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, who was the one who made the big deal at the Gebik Svichin with that Kedusha Shvius, would say the same thing over here. He said by Peres Nachri. That's what you would think. Das Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, She'ein is a Svichin, V'ma She'ein bo Kedusha Shvius, Madana Yeretz Gimel Os Tes. Rabbi Shalala. How can Rabbi Shlomo Zalman say this? If this goes against everything we saw that he wanted to say, that it's an independent Isser. Now, why did Rabbi Shlomo Zalman say it? I'll read it to you. He quotes it. He says, he brings a raya from Perek Dalid Halacha Tetzvav. Let's take a look. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman brought a raya. Let's take a look. Perek Dalid Halacha Tetzvav. What does it say there? It says, "Ove v'zara b'shvius v'yotzal l'shminis." Im zara l'zera ben zara ben yoker osim asoy shvius. Im zara l'yerek hoel v'nilkat b'shminis. And you follow the kita, right? No gush shvius ben yoker ben zara mutter. Chadaf and the Rambam says, "Im shleim azalman." No Kedusha Shvius, no Issa Svichim. Yet, there's an Issa Derabbanan, a separate Issa Derabbanan, a separate Gzeira that the Chachamim made, not the regular Issa of Svichim. What's Pshat? Since Chachamim had an Asmachta, if you will, right, on the Ktsira, right? Es sviach ketzircha lo siktzor. So it's a smach, the connection with svichin and ketzira. Mikan samcha chachamim al svichim shasura b'shvius. Who said so? The Torah's Kohanim on that very pasuk. Again, with Rabbanan according to those who argued Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, since the Torah prohibited ketzira, so it's impossible that there could be a ktsira for machol. So therefore, if there's no isur ktsira, right, then it depends upon
Kedusha Shvi'is, so too an Isra of Svichin, a whole Arichus. Therefore, what about flowers? Suppose you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael one day, maybe you're going to go this year, and you're going to go to someone's house for Shabbos, and you want to bring flowers. Flowers. Do you have to worry about Shemitah? A serious question. Not eating the flowers. The flowers are for looks. You know, for Shabbos, you know, you want to cover Shabbos, you bring flowers. That's a very common. People come to my house, they bring flowers. I bring my wife flowers. I mean, it's been known to happen. So what if you live in Eretz Yisrael? I want to bring your wife flowers for Shabbos. What do you do? So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, based on this, if there's no Kedusha Shvi'is, there's no Isra Svichin. That's a big if. Is there or isn't there? It may depend on if they're fragrant flowers or non-fragrant flowers. Because it could be if they're done for fragrance, we'll come to it, there may be Kedusha Shvi'is. Now we're not discussing. But if there's no fragrance, and there are many flowers are beautiful, but they don't have a fragrance at all, then he's suggesting there would be no Isra of Svichin. According to the Rambam, Yerokos, we mentioned earlier today, go from Shishis to Shvi'is, is an Isra Svichin, because Kedusha Shvi'is and the Kita go two together. Is the following situation. What'll happen, very interesting, what'll happen, you have the Madani Eretz? I want to read you a little bit inside. It's right there. Just a little bit. There's a discussion over here about various issues. Listen carefully. What will happen in the following situation? We'll first turn to the Radvaz in Perek Dal Halacha Dal, then we'll come back to what Shlomo Zalman said. Perek Dal Rabosai Halacha Dal. You want to look Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet in the Radvaz. So I want to show you something. I'll give Shlomo Zalman first. Okay, this is on. It's in the back. Ha'oras Binyan Shvi'is. It's called Simen Ches Ha'ora Yud Aleph. Listen carefully. Is the Nisa Anor by Svichin? Is a stira. So it's Shlomo Zalman, if it's meant for food to eat, they ask it only eating. The Mefurash Gemara, it says in Masechta Menachos, Pei Dalet. But Ochli Behema, Omine Tzovim, Shaper Gozer Chachamis Svichim, with respect to Ana, except for Tevin Vekash. Tevekash is unique for the reason we mentioned before. They're not going to bother planting it, etc. Then it is as follows. Minate smokim she'ein alem glish ha'shvi'is. Afagav she'regilim v'zora v'shayach shapra atam shel gzera svichin kvo pirchei noi brackets. In dinko lo noa gabem kedusha. And I think many posts can say if it has a good smell, it does. If otherwise not, afiluachim masha barambam t'lo noag isu svichin ele bedava shegam noag bo kedusha shvius. This is from Shlomo Zalman. We said gam nira d'hal barambam the yerokas hanichnasim l'shvius asurim mishum svichin harehein asurim techef afal gav the leka klal chashosha the over yavera. Shereit Srichim al Koponim Gimel Yomim Leklita, the Mikomakom, here the magic words for this camp, Lo Plug Chachom. Lo Plug. So Shlomo Zalman is now saying that if it has Kedusha Shvius,
That's the Rambam's throw we heard earlier today, the Ketzer Mishnah. Even though the reason doesn't apply, the Isser applies anyway. It's Kedusha Shvius, it's an Isser Svichim. The converse is, no Kedusha Shvius, no Isser Svichim. Of course, the question becomes, and we'll have to discuss this with Mr. Shem tomorrow, Shir, didn't Rav Shlomo Zalman, isn't he the one who had the whole Arichas by Peres Shel Nachrim? That we see, he said over there, that there could have, we could have imagined an Isser Svichim, even though there is no Kedusha Shvius. So this statement over here, in back, in Simen Ches, in the back of the Meluim, Osir Aleph, seems to go against the main thesis of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and it's found in the Pasah Shulchan, the Ketzer Mishnah. That is a significant problem. But we'd like to end the Shia with the Toch Dvar Halacha, with a Kasha. Mishim, tomorrow, we'll begin the Shia with try to answer this Kasha, and then we're going to go on to try to do as much as we can in the Marav HaKomos. Mishim, new Marav HaKomos will be available soon.